On the plus side, we've heard countless stories this week of good deeds, of people helping others, but also out in force, the hucksters and the fraudsters. The international police organisation Interpol has coordinated seizures in 90 countries of counterfeit medicines and medical equipment, items such as faulty face masks and bogus coronavirus sprays. Elizabeth Pisani, an epidemiologist at the Erasmus School of Health Policy and Management, says demand for coronavirus treatments, both real and fraudulent, could have dangerous knock-on effects.
It's almost the perfect storm for bad medicines, not just for fraudulent treatments for a coronavirus, but actually more worryingly for the rest of the medicine supply as well. So obviously, first up is anything that can claim to cure or treat coronavirus. And we've seen some wonderful creations already.
And that's something we're seeing in countries right around the world at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my Twitter stream is alive in several languages with examples from, and my favorite today was Combat COVID, which is some orange looking potion coming out of Indonesia. But we're seeing the same thing in many of the more affected countries and some that aren't. Nigeria, India. The thing about fake medicines is that they prey on shortages. So anything where people step outside of a regulated supply chain, so they buy online, or if you're a hospital, your regular distributor says, we're out of stock of that, and you think, oh, I need to go somewhere else for it, that's where the opportunity for fake medicines comes in. And I think one of the interesting things about COVID is that we're talking about other types of medicines that might be effective, particularly antiretrovirals and antimalarials. So President Trump said he had a feeling that chloroquine and antimalarial would be potentially effective. And now we're already seeing a run on chloroquine. Antimalarials are already one of the products which are most likely to be faked. And that's really worrying. Same thing with antiretrovirals. We've got almost 25 million people around the world who are taking antiretroviral medication on a daily basis for HIV. And if we start seeing HIV medicines faked because there's a shortage of them, then you've got a lot of people whose HIV is not being effectively treated or managed, and that means more onward transmission, etc.
So how do we prevent these knock-on effects? What do we need to do? What does the pharmaceutical industry need to do?
Well, I think that not just the pharmaceutical industry, but politicians and others need to be more responsible about talking about what's a potentially effective treatment. At the moment, we don't know, and so we shouldn't be raising false hope.
The epidemiologist, Elizabeth Pisani.